Hello, my name is Claire Sargo, and I'm a computer science teacher at the Bryn Mawr School in Baltimore, Maryland. This podcast episode will highlight my action research project, which focused on using a customized AI chatbot to increase student confidence in goal setting. Part of the Bryn Mawr mission is to educate our students to become responsible and confident participants in the world. Working with our middle school students, I often see a lack of confidence in the classroom. I chose to focus my research on how I could help my students develop more self-confidence and agency in their learning. For this particular research study, I wanted my 8th grade students to use SMART goals to assist with planning out their computer science projects. We used a customized chatbot named Smarty, built with Flint, an educational AI-powered platform. I was curious to explore how Smarty would impact my students and how they prepared and executed their multi-day projects. Students work through two iterations of planning a SMART goal with Smarty. Now let's hear from two of my students about their thoughts on this project. Now we're in the classroom with one of my students, Hannah. Hannah, how are you today?
I'm great.
It's really nice to see you since I haven't seen you since the fall. Mm-hmm. Hannah was one of my participants in the research study. Hannah, how did you feel about using Smarty for our class projects?
Smarty was helpful. He really helped restate your thoughts into a simpler format. It used different emojis and kind of simplified it. When you made the tweaks to make it more to the point, that mm-hmm. definitely helped. I did appreciate its brevity. And I liked how it kind of took your rumble jumble that you fed mm-hmm. it and it made it into day one, this is it, day two, this is it, day three, you're done.
Great. So you liked having your project planned out and you felt that it helped you organize your thoughts.
Yes.
Okay, that's great to hear. After using Smarty and going through the research study, has it changed how you view AI in education?
I think AI in education is becoming more prevalent, and I think that it is a helpful tool.
Okay.
Though I do like Flint's application of Sparky, or in this case Smarty, I like how it kind of makes you do more of the thinking. I do think, though, personally, I would mainly want it to stick to either planning out your schedule or different homework, or having it in subjects like computer science. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily have it in a humanitarian subject or something like that.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's really crucial to kind of be able to organize your own thoughts in those specific subjects.
And once you know how to do that, then maybe having a tool would be helpful.
Yes.
Once you can do it on your own.
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate your thoughts. Thanks, Hannah.
Of course.
Hi, now we're in the classroom with another student, Emily, who was part of my research project. How are you today, Emily?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Great. Thanks for joining me to give me some feedback. When we use Smarty, what stood out to you? How did Smarty impact what we were doing in the classroom?
I think one thing that stood out to me was that Smarty was pretty useful in the beginning of our project, specifically the book recommender project and the Python project, because it helped me kind of set out and plan things for future work days. And it did help me actually remember a certain aspect of the rubric that I accidentally have forgotten. So I think it is a pretty helpful tool.
So you felt like it was kind of overseeing what you were doing and helping guide you in your planning, and that was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then at the end of that project, how confident did you feel in creating a SMART goal without any assistance?
At the end of those projects, I felt pretty confident in my ability to create SMART goals, as Smarty did repetitively keep saying, how about this? How are you going to measure this? And it helped me remember the acronym of SMART goal.
Great. Okay. Learning more about my students' perspectives was a valuable part of this research experience. I was able to take the time to listen to their thoughts and have a real dialogue about AI and education. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'd like to thank my students for their participation. If you'd like to learn more about my research project, check out my full report on the ICGS website. Have a great day.